I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for an exploration of Benicia, California. Within 2 years of the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill in the Sierras, California became America's 31st state on September 9, 1850. The provisional capital had been in Monterey, but upon statehood, the first state capital was located in San Jose. Less than a year later, it was moved to Vallejo, but a lack of housing led the government to once again move the capital, this time to Benicia, in 1853. At the time, Benicia was an economic powerhouse and was the state's third incorporated city. But a combination of political power plays and the fact that Sacramento was more centrally located to the center of the state's economic activity in the nearby Sierra Foothill goldfields led the legislature to move the capital to Sacramento in the spring of 1854. Today, Benicia's classic Greek Revival sandstone and brick state capitol building with fluted columns remains as California's only surviving pre-Sacramento statehouse. California's third state capitol has been restored to original mint condition. Today, it's a California State Historic Landmark. The old capitol today is a step back in time to the heyday of the California Gold Rush era. Come along and join State Park docent Mike Kaplan for a walking tour of the old capitol.
When we do tours here, and a lot of people will raise their hands and say, "We heard this was the first." And that's the most popular misconception about the building. And that's because this is the only pre-Sacramento standing Capitol building. San Jose was the first, Vallejo was the second, and then Benicia was the third.
So even though you had the Bear Flag Revolt in Monterey, they never had a chance for a capital to be there then?
Technically, Monterey was a capital. We call it a provisional capital because California was not yet a state. If we got in Monterey, this would be the fourth. But officially, no, San Jose.
This is uncanny to find a period piece historic building that played such a seminal role in the beginnings of California that's still here intact, very much as it was.
It took only 3 months to build, 92 days to be exact, to build this building. Of course, no plumbing or electricity, there was no building code or any permitting necessary. But there's something very unusual about this building. All of the material in this building, interior and exterior, was local, came from the nearby hills. The bricks were fired very close by.
These structural columns in the middle, is that iron?
No, they're wood structures, and I'm glad you asked the question. I think certainly if we had one favorite example of the gold rush, because again, there are several gold rush examples. They've been here from the very beginning, 1853. These are all masts that were salvaged off of sailing ships that were abandoned in San Francisco Bay.
That's a great story.
Pretty incredible, yes. Yeah. Now, if you look along the walls, those lamps, they're reproductions, they're not the originals, but those would have been the same type of whale oil burning lamps that were salvaged off of those sailing ships. It was very interesting about the legislature. They were only here for 13 months, but they passed hundreds of bills. It was a very exciting and vital time because of the gold rush, again, in California's history. A couple of the bills that are very well known, and were well known at the time, still are, we established the San Quentin Penitentiary here when they were in Benicia. The one bill that was passed into law that we're most proud of, I think, because California led the nation at that time, was a bill allowing women to hold property in their own names.
For further information,
you can contact the Benicia State Capitol Historic Park. We're listed, our website also, under the California Parks, and the Benicia State Parks Association has its own website. It's protectbeniciastateparks.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm Mike Kaplan, and I'm a volunteer docent here at the Benicia Capitol.
Nice. Thank you.
The little town of Benicia, California is a big-time center for the arts and artists. In addition to an abundance of downtown galleries, there is an entire neighborhood that's expressly targeted for artists and artisans. How the town came to be a magnet for the arts community was propelled subsequent to the closure of the U.S. military's Benicia Arsenal back in 1964. The arsenal had been a key player in America's national defense since before the Civil War. when a developer proposed to repurpose the former military installation as an artist live-work community. His idea was met with enthusiasm, and today there are more than 50 artists who maintain live-work studios in former military warehouses, a literal from swords to plowshares transformation. Come along and join me at the Old Arsenal for a conversation with key players in the Arts Venetia world. We'll meet up with Mark Eanes in his Arsenal Combination Studio Residence. Eanes is also an instructor at the California College of Arts and an Arts Venetia board member. Join the conversation about the artist's life at the Arsenal and Arts Venetia's ongoing programs that include exhibitions, classes for adults, art experiences for kids, open studios, and more. Mark Eanes.
I teach at California College of the Arts. It's a fine art private school in San Francisco. Drawing and painting courses primarily.
You also have your own studio, and this is where we are right now. Tell us about the former Arsenal. It'd be a classic artist ghetto of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the architecture in the Arsenal is a larger expanse. It's actually many, many acres that encompasses a number of buildings, many that go back to the Civil War. It's a wonderful little spot.
Tell us about the artists here. This is a whole community, a whole, almost a little town of artists that have resettled here at the old Arsenal.
Heard about a place out here in Benicia, so I drove out here. It seemed like it was really far away from the East Bay or San Francisco. I mean, that's kind of the nice things about Benicia. It's in half an hour from the East Bay and an hour from the city. So it's just far enough away and yet close enough. It wasn't full of as many folks as it is now. I was one of the first arrivals. Now, I'd guess there's probably at least 50 or more artists in this specific area right here, many of whom are live work. So you've got painters, writers, musicians, glass people, sculptors.
They're almost all live work?
Maybe half. Altogether, you've probably got, you know, well over 100 or more artists, but maybe half of those possibly are living and working.
Since it's a live work environment,
yes.
Is it exclusive or inclusive to people beyond the art community, somebody that wants to visit an artist or buy art?
Twice a year, we do what's called Open Studio, in which we open our doors to the public. You see, around December 10th is the one in the winter, and then the first weekend in May. So that's an opportunity for the whole public to come down here. We swing our doors open for 2 days. We turn our live workspaces, or even just our workspaces, into a sort of a gallery, clean it up, organize it, put all the work up. People come by, mostly they're just curious, but sales also happen.
Is there a festive sense to the period?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Oh, yeah. Everyone here in the neighborhood, you can just see everyone getting excited to get the place cleaned up. We get together afterwards, have a little soiree, what have you. But then Arts Venetia is the gallery below here. That's also been here for about the same amount of time, about 20 years. It's a member-based organization, something like 300-plus members. We get funding from the city, because Benicia is known as a destination for the arts. We also get some grant money as well.
For further information,
artsbenicia.org.
This has been fun.
You have to come back again.
I love it. Benicia, Benicia.
That's how you can tell the old-timers from the newcomers.
And that is?
Is how we say it. Now I pronounce it Benicia.
If I said that, then people wouldn't think I've been here forever.
Forever, right.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Benicia, California. We're here with Nancy Martinez, the Executive Director of Benicia Main Street. What is Benicia Main Street?
Thank you, and welcome to Benicia. We started in the late 70s, early 80s, where downtown USA, drying up, they were going to the mall. So under historic preservation, Main Street program was born. It's a way of bringing businesses' vitality back to downtown USA. You have a lot of, you know, old-term mom-and-pop stores, people that have been on the street for years and years, and they do know the customer service. You're not just a number to them.
How do you harness that energy, some of the events you do to draw people out?
We have several wine walks and new this year, beer crawls. We'll take 22 merchants, so it's first come, first pick.
Must be a real special downtown to have a dedicated walking tour.
Yes.
Well, do you want to go for a walk?
Absolutely.
Okay. The bridge that we see
is the Carquinez Bridge.
Mm-hmm. The wind is blowing straight off the bridges.
Yes, it is. You are getting to have the opportunity of enjoying Benicia breeze, is what we call it.
Natural air conditioning.
Yes.
To the right, there's a very famous mountain.
Mount Diablo. Yes. Okay, walking. So to the left of us on First Street is Sailor Jack's restaurant and bar. And there have been known spirits to hang out at Sailor Jack's. Mm. As part of our ghost walk tour.
Not whiskey spirits.
Maybe some of those.
So tell us, when was the heyday in Benicia? When did it really take off as a town?
I have to say when Benicia became a state capital. And although it was only a state capital of California for 13 months, it did have an impact.
What are some of the primary draws?
Of course, the weather and then the water. The weather, for the most part, you get anywhere from 60 to 85 degrees. You always get a little breeze off the water.
On your left, that's an interesting old building there.
Yes, that is the Union Hotel Restaurant and Bar. And it's been in existence since the 1800s. Has quite a history. There is a little bit of a paranormal history there, too. You do get people coming in for the ghost walk that deliberately want to stay at the Union Hotel because of its history of at least one spirit roaming the halls.
So they're hoping for an encounter.
Yes, they are. They want it to happen.
Here looks like a community garden.
Yes, it is. We also do the farmers market.
That takes place how often?
That takes place the last Thursday in April all the way through October.
On into the evening, there's a vibrancy down here.
There is.
Everybody feels comfortable and relaxed.
Yes.
And not looking over their shoulder.
No, they're not.
What amazes me is somebody was telling me we're, 30 miles or so from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you would think we're 100 miles.
It's sometimes feel that way, as if we're our own hidden little gem. We're trying to get the word out. And
I've lived in California most all of my life, and this is my first visit to Benicia.
Oh my goodness, we're going to have to change that.
Yeah, well, we just did.
Yes. So as we're crossing the street, we're going to run right into Lindsay Art Glass. Owners of the business, Ann and David Lindsay, have been in business downtown Benicia, I want to say at least 20 years. Wonderful place. They actually blow the glass in the back of the building, and we'll have tours of them blowing the glass. And in the front is their showroom. Absolutely gorgeous.
Benicia really is an artist enclave. It's a real draw for artists to live here and work here, isn't it?
It is. As we're walking up the street, on the other side of the street, we've passed several art galleries. And then the other part of the galleries, to me, is also the vintage and antique stores, where we have, I want to say, about 15 downtown Benicia. And we have a thrift store.
Do you have specific art weekends or art events that draw people?
Through the tourism department of the city, they have a art walk the second Saturday of every month, and that runs April through October.
To learn more about Benicia, California, log on to visit.benicia.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.